سبسیدی فرمائیے. اللہ اکبر. الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ولما توجه تلقاء مدين قال عسى ربي أن يهديني سواء السبيل. ولما ورد ماء مدين وجد عليه أمة من الناس يسقون ووجد من دونهم امرأتين تذودان قال ما خطبكما قالتا لا نسقي حتى يصدر الرعاء وأبونا شيخ كبير. فسقى لهما ثم تولى إلى الظل فقال رب إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير. فجاءته إحداهما تمشي على استحياء قالت إن أبي يدعوك ليجزيك أجر ما سقيت لنا. فلما جاءه وقص عليه القصص قال لا تخف نجوت من القوم الظالمين. الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قالت إحداهما يا أبت استأجره إن خير من استأجرت القوي الأمين. قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى بنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثماني حجج فإن أتممت عشرا فمن عندك وما أريد أن أشق عليك ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصالحين. قال ذلك بيني وبينك أيما الأجلين قضيت فلا عدوان علي والله على ما نقول وكيل. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم's miracle. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم's ability to see behind him. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم once said to the Sahaba, Do you people think that I can see only in front of me? By Allah, your concentration, humility and ruku in salah is not hidden from me, and I can see you behind me as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inni la araakum min wara'i dhahri." I can see you from behind me as well. Subhanallah, amazing hadith. And ulama, they differ in explaining this hadith. One of the meaning is that it's very clear that at times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to see what is behind him. Sufiya kiram, however, rahimahumullah ta'ala, they say that in this world, a person is only able to see in one direction. If he's looking at what is in front of him, then he can't see on his right, on his left, up, down, behind. But in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant everyone ability to see in each and every direction at the same time. So a person will be able to see up, down, front, behind, right, left, etc. And we all know that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was blessed with the beautiful journey of Mi'raj and Isra. And in that event, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam visited Jannah and Paradise. So when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the Paradise, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala temporarily granted him the sight of Jannah. At one time, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was able to see in each and every direction. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back to this world. After coming back to this world, obviously the eyesight of this world came back to him. But at times, the glimpse of the sight of Jannah, it was bestowed upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, at times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not with his own will, nor with his own choice, but with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to see what is happening behind him. This is one of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The wealth of orphan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, if after training and testing the orphans, you notice that they understand, then then hand over their wealth to them. If any Muslim has the wealth of an orphan in his trust, it is farz and obligatory for him to hand it over to the orphan when he or she comes of age. The dua to have children. The following dua should be recited when a person wants to have children. رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. Oh my Rob, do not leave me childless when you are the best of the successors. The Tasbih Fatimi. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that a person will never be at loss if he recites Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. Let's make everybody habit, inshallah, of reading this beautiful tasbih after every salah. 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Alhamdulillah. Also, one of the a'mals that we do at night, we must all read tasbih Fatimi. Once the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, came to see his father. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't there, and she learned that actually Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha encouraged her to go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asking for some kind of help, physical help from some slaves that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam received. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't there. Later on, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam learned that Fatima came, so immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to see her and said, "Daughter, what's up? You came to see me?" And she said, "Ya Rasulullah, I heard that you received some slaves, so I came to ask for one." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "My daughter, shall I not give even better than a slave? Because the benefit of a slave and khadim and helper will only be in this world. Whereas what I'm going to give you, the gift, benefit of it, will be with you forever in this world and in the next world." And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them both Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Fatima, read this tasbih. 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. That is why this tasbih is called Tasbih Fatimi. Ulama have mentioned that the one who reads this tasbih when he or she goes to bed, then inshallah ta'ala in the morning they will be fresh. No traces of tiredness. Allah hum sabko amal ki tawfeeq ata farmaye.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا صدق الله العظيم. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon the greatest of all creation, the Imam of all the messengers, the seal of prophethood, none other than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again, we remind ourselves that it is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor and the ihsan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us that we have been blessed with the honor of sitting in the sanctity of the masjid, listening to the teachings of the Holy Quran. In previous weeks, we covered the first few verses of Suratul A'la, in which we mentioned some of the blessings and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, in which lie the evidences towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى. We will make you recite. فَلَا تَنْسَى. Then you will not forget. So the Shan-i-Nuzul, the story behind this particular verse, in the hadith on the authority of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, it's in Tabarani, Imam Qurtubi has also mentioned it, Allama Suyuti rahimullah has also mentioned it. He said, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا أَتَاهُ جِبْرِيلِ بِالْوَحْيِ حتى يتكلم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأوله مخافة أن ينساه فأنزل الله سنقرئك فلا تنسى. Now what would happen is Hazrat Jibreel عليه الصلاة والسلام would come to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم with revelation, and before Hazrat Jibreel عليه السلام had finished the recitation of that particular portion of the revelation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would start to repeat the initial verses. And why would Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam do this? The reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do this is makhafatan ayyansahu. He feared that I might forget the verses. So already as Jibreel Salam was finishing off, he would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would start repeating the initial parts of the verse. And this shows the state of anxiety and worry and concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So upon this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى. We will make you recite. فَلَا تَنْسَى. You will not forget. So in a way, this was a glad tiding from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse was a source of contentment, of relief for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would not need to hurry, would not need to be anxious or concerned with forgetting these verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would put these verses into the heart, into the blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, another angle to this verse is what Qadi Sanaullah Panipati rahimahullah has mentioned in Mazhari. He has taken a different angle to it. And he has mentioned under this verse that in this verse there is an indication towards the hafidh of the Qur'an or a person who has memorized any portion of the Qur'an. That سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى. There is an indication in this that a person should, once he has memorized the Qur'an or a portion of the Qur'an, he should continuously pray it consistently and at all times, lest he should forget this. And in this bab, there are many ahadith with regards to this. One example would be a hadith on the authority of Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إنما مثل صاحب القرآن كمثل صاحب الإبل المعلقة إن عاهد عليها أمسكها وإن أطلقها ذهبت. He says the man, the person who has memorized the Quran, is like the person who owns camels, and he owns a few camels who are tied, or he owns a camel that is tied. If he was to keep hold of that rope, then the camel will stay. And naturally, if he was to let go of the rope, the camel will run away and be free. And then it's very difficult to find that camel again. Once a camel is free, it's a miracle if that camel was to ever come back. So likewise is the man of the Quran. He has worked hard. He has, strenuously work towards memorizing the Qur'an and preserving it in his heart. If he was to abandon the Qur'an and he was to not recite it, then it can happen that the Qur'an can slip away from his heart and never to be remembered again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from abandoning the Qur'an and forgetting the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people who keep the Qur'an with them at all times in recitation, every single day. The ulama advise that the non-huffaz should pray one juz every day, and the huffaz should pray three juz every day. And for the huffaz, the three juz, most of this should be recited inside of salah. That way, a person will remember it more. For the huffaz, we should make an effort, and I'm speaking to myself first and foremost, we should make an effort to find a partner, another hafiz, and then recite to each other. Because all huffaz know, when you pray yourself, it's one thing, but when you pray to somebody else, then all of your zabar, zair, all your small mistakes, they all come out. And when we pray, one of my ustads, Mawlana Arif Sahib, he used to say that always pray slowly. When you pray slowly, then you learn your Quran better, because you're able to differentiate and concentrate on each and every letter, every sound separately. So, and if you ever have the need to pray quickly, then you'll be able to pray quickly. But if you pray quick and you're not used to praying slow, The moment you try to pray slow, what will happen is, then you'll make mistakes, you'll forget. Another thing that happens is, when we pray slowly, when we pray fast, then what can happen is, sometimes we disregard the rules of tajweed. And the rules of tajweed are not just a bonus, they are an intrinsic part of the Qur'an. A very, very core part of the Qur'an. And a very simple example is that if a person is not careful and cautious with reciting the Qur'an correctly with tajweed, then a person can make such mistakes which changes the meaning dramatically. And very, in the Arabic language, is some of the letters are very, very close. The makharij are very close. So for example, qaf and kaf, very close. Now if you were not to recite your qaf properly, then qalb, which means heart, can turn into kalb, which means dog. And you can, as you can imagine, the meanings and the results of this can be disastrous. Likewise, qul huwa Allahu ahad, if you were to say kul with a kaf, then kul means eat. And kul means say, huwa Allahu ahad, that Allah is one. So you can destroy the meaning like that. And many times it happens during Taraweeh that a person makes a mistake, such a mistake that can even break the salah because of the error. So it is of extreme importance that every single one of us, we make a constant effort on our Qur'an, whether it's on our tajweed, whether it's on our memorization, recitation, whatever it may be, we should approach those scholars who are experts in this field. Alhamdulillah, at the moment we have a tajweed course taking place by Qari Mufti Huzaifa Hajjat Sahib, Daman Barakatuhum, the son of Hazrat Mala Yusuf Hajjat Sahib. He is a qualified scholar in the field of qira'ah, and he is currently running classes with the madrasa. All of this, no one sent me to do advertising, by the way, it just come out on the spot. But I just remembered that Mufti Sahib is doing qira'ah courses with Nur Islam Madrasa, and it's for adults. So anyone who feels the need, and we all have that need, we should attend these classes, we should contact the masjid, the office, Hafiz Ibrahim Bahadur, or somebody responsible, and inshallah they will sign posters to the correct people. Then inshallah we can sign up for this course, especially coming up to the month of Ramadan. It's very, very, very soon now. And generally we tend to recite the Qur'an more, which is a good thing. But at the same time, it is as important to recite correctly with tajweed. So especially for the Hufad who are going to be leading Taraweeh in Ramadan, we should go to Mufti Huzaifa Sahib and we should get our Qur'an listened to and checked and corrected. We don't want it to be that our intention is to sit down and become close to the Qur'an and become close to Allah, and instead, na'udhu billah, we are invoking the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we are praying things incorrectly. Instead of saying the curse of Allah is on the disbelievers, we're saying na'udhu billah is on the believers, or things like that. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and give us tawfiq to work on our Qur'an. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, that thing that people say is so bad that they say that, oh, I forgot this verse and I forgot that verse. Rather, he was made to forget by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this was because of his abandoning the Qur'an. And then in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues and says, remember the Qur'an because it is more escaping from the heart of the person than a camel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from forgetting the Qur'an. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, illa ma sha'a Allah. So, سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. It carries on. So that we will make you pray and you will not forget except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So what does this mean? Normally when you have an exception, it tends to establish the opposite. That initially it was said that فَلَا تَنْسَى, you will not forget except that which Allah wants. So does this mean that na'udhu billah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would forget portions of the Qur'an? Let's decipher this. So we look at the scholars for explanations. There are multiple opinions with regards to this. Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah has written in his tafsir that actually there's no exception here. And what this means is, and Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah brings another verse, and the verse is, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا, as for the wretched people, the evil people, فَفِي النَّارِ, they will be in the fire. لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرُ وَشَهِيقٌ. For them, in Jahannam, there will be nothing but crying and howling. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ. They will be in there forever, so long as the heavens and earth are there, except that which your Lord desires or wants. So over here, the people of Jahannam, they will be in Jahannam forever, there's no doubt about that. So this over here, illam, except that which your Lord wants. The meaning of this is that, and your Lord will not want. That's the simple answer. So it's a form of humiliation for the disbelievers. So over here, likewise, this is not, likewise, there's a similar meaning in the sense that, فَلَا تَنْسَى, you will not forget إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, except that which Allah wants, and Allah will not want. Simple as, Allah will not want you to forget. So that's one explanation from Imam Qurtubi rahimullah. The second explanation is also from Imam Qurtubi rahimullah. And Imam Qurtubi rahimullah explains that this can be indicative towards temporarily forgetting. So nisyan, forgetting is, the Arabic word for it is nisyan. And we know that from the sifat of the Anbiya alayhimus salam is that they are infallible. They are sinless. They will never ever commit a sin. So nisyan, forgetting, this nisyan, forgetting, is not against the status of a Nabi. And we find another example of that in the Holy Quran. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salam says to Hazrat Khadir alayhi salam that فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال حتى إذا ركب في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهل قد جئت شيئا إمرا قال ألم أقول لك إنك لن تستطيع قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت. Do not hold me accountable for that which I forgot. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam over there, he forgets. And so that also shows that nisyan, forgetting, is not against the shan and the status of a Nabi. So we have incidents where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam temporarily forgets some verses. One example of this, in the hadith of Abu Dawud Sharif, on the authority of Al-Musawwar bin Yazid Al-Maliki, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so one day he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting the Holy Quran in Salah. فَتَرَكَ شَيْئًا لَمْ يَقْرَأْهُ. He left a portion out and he didn't recite it. So one Sahabi said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, آيَةُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَلَّا أَذْكَرْتَنِيهَا. So he said, so after the Salah, the Sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, this one verse, what happened to it? So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that, why did you not remind me? So this hadith shows that this can happen, where temporarily Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can forget to recite a verse. So this is indicating towards temporarily forgetting. Lama Khalil Ahmad Saharan Puri rahimullah says that the man, the Sahabi who had reminded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala an. In another hadith on the authority of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says that Sami' al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rajulan yaqra'u fi al-masjidi faqal yarhamuhullah laqad adhkarani kada wa kada ayatan min surah kada wa kada. Sahih al-Bukhari, Babu Nisyan al-Quran. Amma Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard a man, a Sahabi, praying the Quran in the masjid, And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commented, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on that person. He has reminded me of this verse from this surah. So again, we find a few examples. We find a few examples where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam temporarily forgets a verse. And lastly, the third opinion, Hazrat Mufti Azam Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Namurullah Manqadahu has written in his tafsir that this can relate to those verses which are mansukh, meaning that they are abrogated, they have been taken out. And there are many different types of mansukh. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. We do not abrogate a verse, we make you forget it. Except that we bring another verse better than it. So basically, there's different types of nasq. Sometimes a verse, there's a commandment inside a verse. And then what can happen is, another verse comes with a new commandment which deletes the old commandment. Meaning that the old commandment is no longer active, a new commandment has come. So that's what's known as the nasq is not, the verse isn't being taken out of the Quran, just the commandment is no longer acted upon, but the verse remains. However, there have been some verses that are known as mansukh tilawa, that they used to be recited in the Quran before, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, and so Rasulullah removed them from the Quran, and then Rasulullah would be made to forget them verses. So this is specifically for that type of nasq, where a verse has been taken out of the Quran, and then Rasulullah was made to, they were erased from the memory of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is backed up by the Quran and a hadith. With regards to nasq itself, there's many, many different ways that verses can be nasq. We mentioned one or two just now. Inshallah, when the time comes in the first juz, we'll mention it in detail over there. Inshallah, from next week, we'll continue with إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى. I did plan on doing more, but alhamdulillah, we managed to go on a few tangents. Inshallah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and beneficial to all of us, the month of Ramadan is fast coming upon us. It is paramount importance that we have this in mind and we start making preparations for the holy month of Ramadan. One of the ways that we can make preparations for this blessed month is by starting to recite the Holy Quran as much as we can and train ourselves up. As the Sheikh Mawlana Salim Durrat Sahib, Hafidhahullah, he gives the example of a plane. That before it takes off and it's at full speed in the sky, there's a whole series of things that need to happen. Yeah? Like it needs to taxi onto the runway, they have to get permission, and slowly they go into position, and then they take off, and then after a few minutes they're in the sky and they're traveling at such high speeds. So the Sheikh Damat Barakatuhum, he explains that this is the same way with Ramadan. If we say that, oh, let first of Ramadan come and start, we're not used to it. We're not used to praying the Quran. We're not used to doing ibadah. So by the time we get used to it, 10 days have gone. And then we start actually putting it into amal, 20 days have gone. And then we just start, just about get through the last 10 days and Eid's already here. And we don't even get chance to be in 5th gear, 6th gear. So we need to keep Ramadan in our sights. And inshallah, start preparing for Ramadan from now. We've got roughly about, just about 2 months left before Ramadan starts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability and the tawfiq to prepare correctly for the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true love for the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala embed the Quran into our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people who recite the Quran every night and act upon it during the day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran an intercessor for us on the day of Qiyamah, on the day when the Quran's intercession will be accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us to be from the people of the Quran. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah.